I'm Faith. Welcome back to another episode of Redefine, where we take a concept, an idea, a phrase, a word, whatever, and we try to redefine it, or basically I give my opinion on it and then I give it a definition. And today we're going to be talking about the word disrespect, because I feel like growing up in a Ghanaian household, like, their idea of disrespect is so wildly different from mine, because it's not like I'm walking into the house spewing hate speech and, you know, telling my mom to, like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of things that are seen as disrespectful in Ghanaian culture aren't seen as disrespectful in Western culture, or on the other hand, or not even a fact of the culture itself, but just them overreacting. Not necessarily that there isn't grounds to be a little frustrated, but disrespectful is crazy. And one thing I'll think about a lot of time is the sort of idea of talking back, because I've heard back talk, and I really don't back talk. I actually actively avoid back talking because I know that it's such a big deal to my mom and to adults around me, because that's a sign of disrespect. But the thing is, I'm almost never trying to argue. I'm either trying to explain something that I was saying, or they said something that was untrue or wrong that I'm trying to correct or give insight on. And one thing that'll happen a lot is I'll get accused of doing something, and then I'll say, that's not what happened, or this is actually how it happened, or this is not what that means. And then suddenly I'm disrespectful and I'm not supposed to be talking. And the thing is, I feel like for a lot of people, or not even for a lot of people, I feel like that a lot of parents don't understand that in order to have, like, a structured, communicative environment where it's free-form, where you can actually speak to each other and understand each other and have problems dealt with head-on, you have to actually let the other person talk. Because if you're talking over them or calling them disrespectful, or not allowing them to express their opinion, their views on the situation, then you're not really talking. It's a lecture, or they're getting yelled at. You're not being communicative because you decided to start yelling. I think that for many people, because they're in that authoritative position, it's really hard for them to take a step back and go, wow, I was a kid once too, and I know what it's like to not be listened to by adults. But instead, all they're really focused on is the here and the now. I'm the adult right now, and I think I'm right, and I say I'm right. So I'm right, and you're wrong. And you're not allowed to contest that because you're a kid, and you don't know better because you're a kid, even though you've been alive for a good chunk of time on this earth and you are old enough to listen to me yell at you, but you're not old enough to give your opinion back. You know what I'm saying? And I think that that's really damaging to a lot of people's perceptions of when it is okay to speak, or being afraid of getting yelled at, not necessarily in the sense that they're scared of their parent as a whole, but they don't feel like they're being listened to. And that makes it really hard to communicate with others in the future. And for me, I have a podcast. I write a column every week. I'm a very loud and opinionated person. And when I get really overwhelmed and worked up, it is really hard for me to keep my composure. And I think for me, nowadays, when I'm really upset about something and I'm being talked to, I will stop talking. I will shut down. I will completely shut up and stop being communicative, because I know that in the past, when I've tried to have conversations or give my side of the story or of something, and I need to start talking and it doesn't align with what the other person is thinking or saying, or they're already mad and they've already decided I'm wrong, they will shut me down and yell at me and then attack me and make it seem like I'm going out of my way to be disrespectful. I will stop talking, because you can't say that I'm being disrespectful if I stop talking. But the crazy thing about that too is that if you stop talking, suddenly, oh, you have nothing to say. You're so disrespectful. You're not even going to contribute to the conversation. I'm not contributing to the conversation, because I know for a fact if I contribute, I'm going to get attacked either way. So I feel like for me, I'd rather have nothing that can be used against me other than my silence, because the whole idea that, you know, you have the right to remain silent, I plead the fifth like crazy. I will not talk. And this is sometimes a really big issue in the past, because of some people that I've been around, we'd have an argument and I would just stop talking because I felt like I wasn't going to be heard, or I felt that it was too hostile of a conversation. And they just went, why are you not talking? Why do you have nothing to say about this at all? Because I'm trained to not have anything to say about it, I guess. And I think that there's a real issue with that, because in order to have people be able to have functioning ideas of how to communicate effectively with others around them, especially older people around them, because as you get older, you're going to meet more older people, whether that's in your career or new family members, just generally meeting new people, you're going to be in that position where you have to communicate effectively with different people. And being the kind of person who A, either becomes volatile and explosive because they've never been listened to, or shuts down entirely, are both really ineffective and going to make it very hard for you to be successful or get your point across, and it doesn't read well at all. And I think for a lot of people, they're now in that position because when they were younger, they were told to stop talking, or they had a lot of issues with that. And I know that most adults aren't going out of their way to shut their kids down because they don't want to hear from their kids, or because they want to harm their kids in the future. They just want to make sure that they're being heard, possibly because as kids, those parents weren't being heard. And it's sort of this generational cycle. But you really have to allow room for people to talk and let themselves be heard, or nothing is ever going to get done. Nothing's ever going to get solved. And, you know, most of the time when you're the person who's shutting that person down or attacking them, you'll notice nothing good comes out of the conversation. No, that talk that y'all had is no longer, oh, let's squash this, let's take care of this, let's communicate how we're feeling. It's more so, we just fought for no reason, and now we're both going to leave, and we're both going to be mad about this for anywhere from, you know, a couple hours to the next few months, and then it festers, and then it gets worse, and you'll either shut down or explode. So I think that a lot of people struggle with this, because I definitely struggle with this. I don't take fights or disagreements very well, especially coming from a divorced sort of household. If there's an argument around me, I don't try to mediate. Or, well, that's not true. If it's my friend, I, to an extent, if it's starting to get really overwhelming and I can tell both people are really getting worked up for their own reasons, even if they're not mad at each other, they're just, maybe they're both stressed and they're both communicating their stress, but the communication is not communicationing and it's not flowing really well and it's starting to build, I will get really stressed out and I have to like leave the room because I don't want to see that, or I will have to turn away because I really, that stress is making me stressed, and then I'm going to shut down, and nobody wants that. So I think that making sure you're being a really communicative and a good listener and somebody who wants to hear the opinions of others and be really open-minded towards them really affects how not only you communicate, but how the people you're talking to are going to communicate, because we do everything we do based off of past experiences we've had and past stories we've heard. And if you're talking to someone and you know that they explode, you're not going to want to be communicate with them. You're going to want to keep what you're thinking to yourself, go, oh, it's not that bad, I'll work through it, it's probably fine. And then it builds and then it gets worse. So just be more mindful of how you actually, whether or not you're actually listening to people, because some of the people who pride themselves on being empaths are the worst people you've ever met. So yeah, be a better listener and be more communicative. That's all for today, and I'll see you guys next week. I'm Faith Brock, and this was Redefined.